B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All right, it's 3:32, Mike Missinelli Show. No Twitter poll today. The Twitter poll normally brought to us by Paul B. Moore and Sons, because we're obviously deeply involved in the topic of the untimely passing Kobe Bryant. Shocking and surreal. And Serena Winters, who you see on NBC Sports Philadelphia telecasts of the Philadelphia 76ers, has a very interesting connection with Kobe, going way back to her California days. She's a native of Orange County, covered the Lakers, and we asked her to share some of her thoughts here. Serena, thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
You got it, Mike. Yes, I think a lot of us, we hoped we woke up this morning and it was all a dream.
It's so, the surreal part is, you're covering a game Saturday night. I was at the game, and his name comes up because LeBron James passes him on the all-time scoring list, and then you wake up the next day and something like this happens. It's why it doesn't seem real. And you know, from your perspective, being close to him, obviously you covered him and you knew him. What kind of emotions hit you yesterday?
What a question. What type of emotions? They're honestly, Mike, they're still hitting me today. Realizing what an impact that he had on my life, especially professionally, and little things that he would either say to me, or messages of encouragement, or pushing me. I'm not the only one that's going to say he made me better. He made me better at my craft, and he made so many others around him. Mike, you didn't have to be his teammate. You didn't have to be his coach for him to build a relationship with you and respect you and want to learn from you, because Kobe just admired work ethic. He just admired you working hard. So you had to come prepared with the question. You had to come prepared to respond back to him. And I grew up playing basketball, Mike, in Orange County and watching the Lakers. And when I finally knew I wanted to be a sports reporter and getting to cover him, you know, I was an intern for the Lakers during his last championship, that 2009-2010 season. I was there for Game 7 over Boston, and I'm so thankful to have been there to cover, you know, him in the final years of his career. I was there for his final game where he scored 60 points. And I have to tell you that being in Staples Center for that experience was the most incredible sports experience of my life, because the energy in the arena that he was able to create, you could feel it wasn't just the energy in the arena. It was the energy of everybody watching his final game, these years of whether you thought he was the hero or the villain, these years culminating for this one moment of respect, whether or not you loved or you hated him, you had to respect him. And yesterday, today, and seeing the flood of messages that have poured in, whether it's people from my professional life or people that I grew up watching the Lakers with, you know, and texting me about their memories, he had such a profound impact on so many of our lives. And I am so thankful that I was able to have been a small part of that, because I'm telling you, Mike, he made me better at my craft, and he pushed me. And even when I came here and switched from the Lakers job, he congratulated me for that. He did not have to do that.
There's a picture that I just saw on the website, NBC Sports website, where he's hugging you, and that's got to be like an all-time keeper for you from this moment on. You playing basketball in Orange County, obviously the influence of him and the aura that projects in that area for him. We claim him here as a Philadelphian. The fact of the matter is, he was L.A. And he forged his craft on a stage in L.A. What did he mean in Los Angeles?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he was everything in L.A. in terms of a sports figure there. That was something that, here's the thing with L.A., there's so many transients, right? And there's so many people coming in and out. Not everybody is from there. But what you could all relate to was Kobe, because everybody, for the most part, was a Kobe fan, or you respected Kobe. And, you know, what's interesting, and this, I just thought of this, and it brings my tie back to Philly and to Orange County. There is a Philly cheesesteak spot in Orange County that I would frequent. And let me tell you, the Philly cheesesteaks aren't like the ones here in Philly, just as Kobe would tell you. But there is a photo of Kobe dating back over 20 years ago in that cheesesteak joint. And you walk in there, and you just feel like that's his place, right? Like there's just something about him there. He's synonymous. He's synonymous with the city. I think, you know, yesterday watching MSG, Madison Square Garden, put the lights purple and gold on their arena. I mean, come on. I struggle for words to tell you what he meant, because there's no words that can really tell you.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, it's really interesting that you're obviously a Laker fan, and you're idolizing, you're a basketball player. You get to the Lakers. What is it the first time, what's it like the first time you meet him? And then try to trace for me your relationship from that point on, because you did mention it. He challenged you as a media member to be better.
one of the memories that makes me laugh, this is one of my first times covering Kobe as a reporter and actually being in the locker room pregame, you know, where you ask questions. And Kobe wasn't exactly like a pregame media speaker, as, you know, as a lot of the stars aren't. And I remember kind of waiting by his locker, and you don't know, you know, you're like, does he speak? Can I ask him a question? That type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I remember just saying, like, hey, Kobe, like, how are you? Like, as he passed by. And I remember him not saying anything. And he went into the training room. And as he's going to the training room, I raised my voice a little and said, hey, Kobe, how are you? Like, because I didn't get a response from him the first mm-hmm. time, right? And I was like, I am not going to let this first interaction with him from a reporter standpoint be that he can't hear me and just walk away. He walks out of that training room, looks me dead in the eye, and says, hey, I'm doing well. You know, how are you today? And that was where the relationship for me really just, it skyrocketed from there. And, you know, I one-woman show to start my career in L.A., and I would travel with, you know, the tripod and all these crazy accessories, and you're doing interviews on your own, but you're also the camera person. And I remember sitting in the front row of a press conference, and I had all these weird contraptions, like, on my laptop trying to type, trying to do it all. And afterwards, Kobe asked, like, what do you have going on here? Like, what are you doing? Because he was interested in other people that he saw working really hard at their craft. He took an interest in that. It wasn't just about on the court. So that's one of many. And, you know, a couple years into it, I can remember I was in the tunnel pregame speaking to a woman that I wanted to gain her respect and get to know her. And there's a tap on my shoulder. And who is it? It's Kobe, who knows her and just came by to say, hey, she's good people, and kept walking. But those words go such a long way to help somebody like me in my career. And he doesn't have to do that. And that's the type of person that he was, even though people want to, you know, some people want to say that he's a jerk or this and that. That's the type of person he was, though, Mike.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The last thing, I'm reading what you had to write on the website, and you said it wasn't just the people in the court. It was also the media members, the PR staff, people that worked in your organization. He made everybody better. Once you gained the respect of him, then you were accepted. So how were you able to do that?
I think it's simple. I think it's simpler than people think. It's have his mentality. Work hard. Don't let anybody stop you. and always trying to be better every single day. It's simple. It's a relentless work ethic. And although people might think it was difficult, if Kobe saw that in you, that's all that mattered to him.
So it made you think twice when you were asking him a question. You had to dig deep into what question would he appreciate, because that's how you gain respect and get mutual respect from him.
Absolutely, but it's not that he had to necessarily even appreciate the question, Mike. As long as you came prepared at your craft, even if he didn't like the question, you know, it didn't. There's plenty of questions that I asked, or that other media members asked, or other people asked throughout his career that he still respects. It wasn't a matter of whether or not he liked the question or could appreciate it. It was just, did you come ready to do your homework? And if he was going to challenge you, which he certainly did, if he was going to challenge you, then make sure you're prepared to challenge back. And Mike, I just remembered, I was at this practice. I'm not sure if you heard about this, but I walked into a Lakers practice back in the day, and this guy, Kobe Bryant, is chewing out the guys on his team. If you remember the infamous soft like Charmin practice,
oh, yes,
is what he was calling his teammates.
Oh, yeah,
I was there for that. I walked into that. And I was like, what is this guy doing? But that was the type of guy he was. He is going to challenge you. And it was just, can you respond to the challenge?
Yeah, well, when you get a guy like Kobe Bryant, you have to, or you perish, I guess. I mean, he's not going to give quarter. And that's been evident as we trace his life from age 15 on. Serena, listen, great stuff. We really appreciate it. I wish our conversation was about a great victory on Saturday, but obviously this is a day where we're really delving into what Kobe Bryant meant to everybody.
No problem, Mike.
Thank you. Serena Winters. Interesting stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.